Song Indonesia.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LTZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Archie Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Lyodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LTZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening.
Begitu berharap kau setia padaku. Kulihat kau dengannya, kau berpaling dariku. Apa artinya aku?
Bukan aku.
Radio.
Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the thousand islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance. And drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blends perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first, I should say, the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. it is so G-double-O-D or very good to be back on Indonesia today. Still with me, Rahma, your wonderful Wednesday's companion on Indonesia today. Now we have information from Sports World, from Indonesian wave surfer precisely. He is Rio Waida. He has risen to 6th position in the World Surfing League rankings after finishing as runner-up at the Surf Abu Dhabi Pro. This event served as the second stop on the championship tour. According to the World Surfing League ranking records on Tuesday, February 18th, Rio has accumulated 9 points from the 2 championship tour tournaments he has participated in. The Indonesian-Japanese surfer earned 1.330 points after finishing in the round of 32 at Pipe Pro in Hawaii, United States of America at the end of last month. Rio had to acknowledge the brilliance of veteran surfer and GOAT Kelly Slater. The Indonesian flag bearer at a Tokyo 2020 Olympic opening ceremony scored a total of 12.83. While in Abu Dhabi, Rio had to concede to the brilliance of Brazilian surfer Italo Ferreira. Rio expressed to his team gratitude, including his new coach Rhinos Hayes, who also coaches Ferreira, his sponsors and his family for their support. With a total of 11 championship tour events in the 2025 season, 9 events remain. Rio Waida's next appearance will be at MEO Rip Curl Pro Portugal at Super Tubos, Portugal on March 15 to the 25th, 2025. Looking forward for more achievement from Rio Waida, Indonesian wave surfer.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
We'll be right back.
dadaku. Ada senyummu, ada cintamu, ada hasratmu, ada kumismu. Dalam dadaku ada kamu, di hatiku tersimpan wajahmu, tersimpan marahmu dan juga tangismu. Semakin ku tunggu, makin menggebu, ingin ku miliki semua yang ada di dirimu.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online.
Yeah.
but you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Kau buatku serasa hidup dalam mimpi. Meski terjaga, tak ada setitik ragu. Hadir mengajakku pindah ke lain hati. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari. Padamu ku berjanji. Kasih kita mewangi selamanya, harum abadi lestari asmara. Oh, mari kita menua bersama hingga putih hitam rambut kita. Coba pindah ke lain hari. Bersamamu hingga bumi tak bermentari. Padamu ku berjanji. Selamanya harum abadi lestari asmara.
Injak tanarum tubuhmu mulai bertarap membuatku terpaku. Unikmu dihiasi lesung pipimu menambahkan asmara saat ku menatapmu. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kau bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Namun hati berkata bukan, kau selalu datang di mimpiku. Setiap minggu aku tak peduli berapa lama ku menunggumu. Rindu kagum setia di setiap waktu.
Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Regency, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are so exotic, it's ideal to be a starting place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watupurwo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here, and of course, don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watupurwo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered Minahasa land, kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden face, which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kalintang, let's listen to kalintang rhythm. consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or shallow, karua tenor 1, karua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaita melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inatawing melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given close pads, like gamelan pads. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs to stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Presents a Malay song titled Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. The song is created by Fir Azwar. It tells the story of Bidar. Fir Azwar writes the song as Bidar is slowly being forgotten with time. Bidar is another name for pencalang boat. Back in Palembang Sultanate era, pencalang boat, known for its speed, was used for river patrols to ensure the security of areas surrounded by rivers. Today, Bidar boat races are often held in Palembang, South Sumatra. The song Bidar Melaju also reflects the strong and competitive spirit of the Palembang community, symbolized by Bidar boat that keeps moving forward on the Musi River. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. Enjoy!
Laju perahu melaju.
Police Newsline. Indonesian House of Representatives denies military bill will restore dual function of armed forces. Ministry of Social Affairs and Indonesian Child Protection Commission strive for better child protection by harmonizing data. Now the news in detail. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Adis Kadir, dismissed claims that the proposed bill on the Indonesian military would reinstate the military's dual function. He explained that currently, Indonesian military members do not typically hold government positions, but only fill roles that are specifically needed. However, Kadir urged the public to remain patient as discussions on the Indonesian military bill proceed, with one option being removing the rule preventing Indonesian military members from engaging in business activities. Indonesian Ministry of Social Affairs engaged with the Indonesian Child Protection Commission to enhance child protection efforts by harmonizing data and reviewing services provided by social welfare institutions. Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf said his site will coordinate data with the Indonesian Child Protection Commission, particularly focusing on supervision and protection of vulnerable children. The minister remarked that in addition to coordinating data on vulnerable children, the ministry and the commission will share data on children involved in legal issues and those with disabilities. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Kembalikan rinduku.